it's a very, very important insight for a person to drill into his head. What made Noach great is his opportunity to be a tzaddik among Rishayim. If he'd been a generation of Avram, he wouldn't have been considered a great person. If this person wouldn't have this difficulty, wouldn't have this parent that's sick, he wouldn't have this difficulty, he might not be considered a great person because he never had the nisayon to deal with. Later on, on this topic, not 100% connected, but on this topic of dealing with Nisayonis, this time just a ha'ara. As we know, it's a famous chazal. It says that after the Mabul, Noach planted a keren. He planted a vineyard. It says Vayichal. It says Vayachal Noach Isha Adama Vayitaker. Vayachal Noach Vayitaker. What does it mean Vayachal? So Chazal said he made himself chulin. He made himself, he lost El Kedusha, without purpose. He planted a vineyard. What is it? Why did he plant a vineyard for? And then what happened afterwards? He planted the vineyard, he got grapes, he had wine, he got drunk, and it says that he was uncovered, and that's the Maisa with the shame Chum and Yafes, where Chum looks at his father and he's punished, Arur Kanan. So Chazal tell us that Noach did an Aveira. He shouldn't have planted a vineyard, Zach Chazal. Right after the Mabul is the destruction of the world, why are you planting a vineyard? Grapes are not the most basic necessity of a human being. You plant wheat, bread, not grapes. Grapes, just grapes, don't do well in your stomach, why grapes? So the pshat was that he really wanted to have wine. So that was a tain on him that he planted grapes in order to make wine. That was an aveira. Why are you dealing with wine to plant wheat first? The simple pshat, the depth behind it is that Noach came out of the mob. He came out of the world. Comes out of the Mabul. There's only him and his family and the animals. It's depressing. All the people around him, some of them his friends, some of them not. All the people around him were gone. It's very depressing. So you have two ways to go. When a person hits a difficult nisayon in life, there's two ways to go. You either get drunk. Avoid it. Go to sleep. Get drunk. Isolate yourself. Person has a difficulty. Lock himself up. Away from the rest of the world. There's only two options. Or muster enough strength to build. To fight. To fight. After the Holocaust, right? Tremendous Messiah in there. The natural nature of a person could be, after such a destruction of the Holocaust, that's it. Life's over. I'm going to build, I'm going to have a family. Even if I do have a family, look how many people were killed. To give up. I'm sure there are many people in the Holocaust that did not get married and did not, were not interested, just couldn't do it. The greatness of a person is that after a terrible destruction, after a terrible tsar, terrible difficulty, he pushes, he fights. Many times we're going to come across in our life, and it's a very, very key issue, very key thing in a person's life, where a person can hit a difficulty. And there are only two ways to go. Either to shy away, to mope, drink, doesn't have to be drinking. There are other ways to avoid it or just suffer. Or to build enough strength to face the problem and to overcome the problem and build. To build. Don't, I'm going to overcome my problem. I'm going to overcome it and I'm not not going to shy away from my problem. This is why I'm here in the world. I'm here in the world to grow, steig, and I'm never going to give up. Chas v'shalom, a person has a difficulty, a person has yisurim, I'm not going to give up. Many people do give up when they have sufferings. A person cannot give up. He has to be very strong. And that's why you'll know, obviously, the people that go through terrible, that go through Yisurim, they either collapse or they become tremendously great people. There's only one or the other. A person goes through terrible difficulties, he either overcomes them, he becomes strong, and he says, I'm not giving up, I'm not getting depressed, I'm not getting down, I'm going to fight, I'm going to do my best, or the person buys beer, gives up. When Noach went into the Teva, it says that Noach went in the Teva with his sons and then his wife. It says Noach went in with his sons and his wife and their wives. It separates the men from the ladies. Later on, when he comes out of the Teva, it says Noach and his wife went out with his children. So Rashi brings that Chazal, because when they went into the Teva, Kodesh Baruch Hu asked them in marital relations, in Tashmesh. So that's why it says Noach went in with his sons and then his wife. Because they went in, so to say, separately. Noach was not allowed to be with his wife, and his children were not allowed to be with their wives. Why, Zach Rashi? Because when the world is in pain, you're not allowed to be involved in marital relations. The antithesis of the Dor HaMavo, this is important you cite, that if other people are in pain, sensitivity. You know, you can just imagine someone eating breakfast. 9/11. The Twin Tower was destroyed. You know. One second, let me finish my bagel. This happened. A person, people sometimes say, well, something happened and people are in pain. Doesn't help for me not to go on with my daily life. You know, person hears, for example, person's about to go to a party. Person's about to make a party. And he just heard that a friend of his is going through a terrible situation. Depending on the situation, would the person consider, well, maybe I should cancel my party for a week. I can't have a party today. I just heard this terrible news. I can't have a party today. Well, what does it help? What does not having a party help? It doesn't help that person. It doesn't help the other people that Noach is not having relations with his wife. Sensitivity. How could I be indulging myself? How could I be involved in Taiva and Ana when the Western world is suffering? The Dor HaMavo was the antithesis of this. They didn't care about other people. If they would have been on the Taiva, they wouldn't have understood that. That's the Chiddush of the Dor HaMavo. That's Pasht. It's not a Chiddush. Comes along Noach after the Taiva. Noach was in the Taiva for a year. He took care of these animals. For a year he fed these animals. After the Mabul, all that's left is Noach, his children, and these animals, which means these animals will have children. These animals are the only source of the continuation of the world, of the structure of the world. And Noach says, I'm going to give these animals to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is antithesis. That is the godless connected to Dor HaMavo. That's the opposite of what the Dor HaMavo stood for. Dor HaMavo was stood for complete selfishness, where everything's about me, me, me. Noach showed the exact opposite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there could be a human being that could spend a year taking care of animals, which is not an easy job, and then shech them. He spent the whole year taking care of them. This is all that's left in the world. This is all that's left in the world. This is all you have. All you have is these animals. These are your animals. That's all you have left. And Noach shechs them. Not all of them. He had at least some. But he shechs them. Not sure how many of each species. But at least one of each species. He shechted them. That's godless. That's the opposite of Dor HaMavo. That's a person that's dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not selfish. Let's just go over quickly and we'll stop. I got in all I wanted to say in a short time. The chayt of the Dor HaMabo. He said two basic themes. First of all, a person has to realize ish tzadik tamei b'darosav, that your purpose in this life is to overcome your difficulties. Don't look at your difficulties as, oh, look, I could be doing that, I could be doing this, it's so tough, why do I have these problems? This is what you're here for. No one has to know about it. No one has to know about your greatness. There are many great people that have lived and died and no one knew about it. The purpose in our life is not to have publicity, PR. Maybe unfortunately it's the purpose of some people's lives or some institutions. Purpose is not PR. Purpose is to accomplish. If he would have been a generation of Avram, he wouldn't have reached his gavlas, because he would have never had that nisayan. That the nisayan that he had was only in his generation. If he wasn't Avram's generation, he would have never been so great, because he never had the opportunity for that nisayan. Also, a person has a difficulty, a person has a great difficulty, try to stand up to it. Don't drink, but that's just a mashal. Don't back away, don't mope. Pick yourself up and be strong. A person has to develop strength to overcome difficulties. And also, Vart, that a person has to not be a selfish person. That everything's about me, everything's about me. A guy's gonna take you to New York. He broke his chas v'shalom. He broke his leg. Oh, I lost my ride. Without any consideration, and you just thinking about himself. Oh no, I don't have a ride to New York. Now I'm gonna have to call this person. Without any consideration of the fact that that person broke his leg. People are very focused on me. They're focused on themselves. They're oblivious to everything around them, to anyone else around them. If someone else is in pain, you have to feel his pain. And you can't live life the same. You can't just walk around, oh, I heard something happen. People were killed. All right, what are we doing for dinner? No. Good chinuch. Teach your family. Tonight we're not going out to dinner because we heard there's a bomb in Eretz Yisrael. A person has to have that sensitivity. And that was the opposite of Dor HaMabo. The Dor HaMabo were selfish, they only cared about themselves. Arayas Gezel said even in the Arayas there's a sign of selfishness. Certainly in Gezel you're stealing from other people. And Nayach's greatness of bringing the Karbanos he wanted Taina is the ability to give up the animals that he worked so hard for, and that's all he had left in this world. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu found so special, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said if there could be a human being that could be so unselfish, so for such a person it's Kedai never to destroy the world. Alright, Shkaya.